Hi, I'm Corey Mascara, and this session will guide you through a relational meditation practice called circling, which I outline in my book, Stop Missing Your Life, How to Be Deeply Present in an Unpresent World. Circling is a powerful way to deepen connection and presence with another person. You could think of it as meditation. However, instead of having your eyes closed, they're open, and instead of focusing on just your own internal experience, you're offering your focus, presence, and awareness to the person in front of you, although you'll still maintain a connection with yourself. Although there are many different ways to practice circling, this particular session will follow the structure outlined in my book and is designed to be done with one other person. If you're not yet with the person that you're going to circle with, now would be a good time to get that person. And if you are with the person, and you're already listening to this, well then, you could say hello. This circling sequence will involve 8 steps, including setting up and closing the circle. And there will be a lot of silence throughout. My guidance here is more to prompt the various transitions in the circle. Since you're going to be communicating a lot with your circling partner, there's very little need for me to be interfering with my own voice. In fact, it will most likely be perceived as a distraction. So my goal here is to give you enough of a prompt to understand how to do the circling practice, and then enough space and silence to actually do it. So with all that said, let's get started. Step 1 is all about the setup. You're going to start by sitting down and facing each other. This could be in a chair, or it could be on the ground. You can adjust the distance between you to something that feels comfortable for each of you, but in general, a few inches between the knees tends to work well. And once you find an arrangement that feels comfortable, you can move on to step 2, which is about settling in. So for this, each of you can close your eyes. And we'll just start by taking a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, inviting your jaw to soften, the shoulders and the belly. And use this as an opportunity to attune to your own body, feeling the groundedness of sitting, and also feeling your own personal boundaries. Even though you'll be moving into connection with this other person, it doesn't mean you need to lose connection with yourself. In fact, a big piece of connecting with another is being able to stay connected with ourselves. So just notice anything you're feeling in your body. Fear, excitement, confusion, joy. Just notice what it's like to be you right now and to be connected to yourself. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and make eye contact with this person in front of you. Really giving yourself a chance to see this person. Now, as you might experience very quickly, eye contact can sometimes be intense. You might notice that your body starts to grip, or there's a tendency to blur your vision, look away, or not want to make direct eye contact. That's okay. Although this eye contact can feel intense at the beginning of a circle, you'll most likely notice that it gets easier as you go. So for the next 90 seconds, you're just going to practice seeing this person in front of you. Not saying anything, not needing to change anything, just practicing being deeply present with them. If at any point you feel like you need to close your eyes to reground, that's perfectly fine. Whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes again. So I'll give you this 90 seconds in silence to practice settling into each other's presence. So now that you've settled in a little more deeply, just notice anything that's going on inside your mind or your body. If there's tension, if there's ease, if there's more of a felt sense of connection or more of a sense of disconnection, it's all welcome here. In step 4 of this sequence, we're going to practice bringing our voice into the circle. And we're going to start by keeping it very simple. All you're going to be doing is naming objective facts. So for instance, you might say, I noticed your shirt is blue. Or I notice your hands are on your lap. Or I notice your eyes are blinking. The idea is to share observations of the other person and to hear observations about yourself as a simple way of acknowledging, I see you and you see me. Saying, you look happy, sad, bored, tired, is not naming an objective fact. These are interpretations. So stay at the most true, unarguable layer of experience. You don't need to alternate sharing, although it often unfolds that way, and the cadence can be as slow as it wants to be. So I'll give you a couple minutes to practice this. So take a moment to pause. Notice what's coming up for you, any experiences. Now that you've started to name neutral observations, you'll move into dropping more into your body and voicing sensations that you experience. To do this, you're simply speaking what you feel in your body. So you might say, I notice tightness in my jaw, or I feel a gripping in my belly, or I feel ease in my eyes. You might be surprised at your tendency to disconnect from your body when you connect with another person. So this is a great way to practice staying embodied in your relationships, in particular, the one that you're exploring right now with this person. So over the next couple of minutes, just practice feeling into your own bodily experience and naming that in the circle. You can begin now. So now that you've practiced being embodied while in connection, we're going to move to step 6, which is to name what you imagine. So this is where it can get a little more interesting, because you'll be entering into the other person's world by imagining what they're experiencing and then sharing it with them. For instance, I imagine this is uncomfortable for you right now, or I noticed your breathing got deeper and I imagine you just relaxed. Or, I notice your eyes look soft and I imagine you're feeling sad about something. This is basically just putting to words what we usually do behind the curtains of our minds. We imagine what other people are thinking, what their intentions are, whether they like us or not. But rarely do we share these, let alone check with the other person to know if they're accurate. So as you're going through this and someone says what they imagine, just notice how that impacts you. Notice how you feel, what it makes you think about. Notice if you get defensive. See if you could just take a moment to recognize that this is just their experience. It's not necessarily the truth. And then you can respond if you want about how that landed for you and whether that feels true or not. And then you're welcome to share your own imagining of this person. Again, it doesn't have to go back and forth, but it often unfolds that way. So I'll give you another couple minutes in silence to practice bringing this into the circle. You can begin now. Okay, so just take a pause. Notice what's present for you in your mind, in your body. And remember, connection happens through these experiences, whatever they may be, even resentment, fear, worry, concern, confusion. Connection happens through these things, not in spite of them. So your willingness to stay present to all of it is the practice itself. In the last stage, stage 7, we're going to move into a free flow. This means that you can inhabit the space of the circle however you'd like. You can name what's coming up in your experience, sensations, thoughts, emotions, imaginings, or otherwise. You can share whatever's on your mind, or you could just stay in silence. And if you're working through something difficult with this person, this is an opportunity to explore discussing that while staying in connection. This free flow stage is purely an opportunity to be in relationship to this person with deep presence. And one recommendation I'll make before you begin is to keep the free flow at a slower pace. If you jump right into conversational speed, it can sometimes be easy to lose touch with the subtleties of your experience, defaulting back to old conditioned patterns of interacting. So when you're ready, you can begin, and I'll give you an extra few minutes in silence for this one. Go ahead. Okay. So just wrapping up any final shares. We're coming to the end of our free flow section. And when you're ready, you can close your eyes again. Spending some time reconnecting more intimately with yourself. Feeling the groundedness of your body on the chair or on the floor. Notice the rhythm of your breathing. Is it shallow or long? And feel what it was like to have spent the last 20 or so minutes committing to connection with this other person, really staying in presence with them. So in a moment, you'll open your eyes again and have the chance to reconnect with this person, close the circle in whatever way you'd like, and to debrief. But before you do, just want to share a few final points and things to consider. Chances are you found this particular meditation through my book, Stop Missing Your Life. So you already have more context around what circling is and why we might do this practice more regularly. But if you haven't yet read the circling section in the book, I do recommend going through that as it will give more in-depth overview of what circling is, why it's important, and different things to consider if you want to do this practice more in your life. If you choose to continue practicing circling, remember that this isn't therapy. You're not trying to get somewhere. You're not trying to fix the other person. It's purely an opportunity to connect with this person through whatever experience arises. In my opinion, this is really important work for our relationships, our communities, and our world. So I'm grateful that you chose to go through this practice. It was a privilege to be able to walk you through it. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes, see this person again. Make any sort of gesture that you'd like to close the circle officially. And you can take the next couple minutes or however long to debrief the experience and then continue on with your day. I'll talk to you soon. And until then, take care.